Could we just look at two brief verses? Brother, would you mind? The first one is at the beginning of Psalm
45.
Just the first few words of Psalm
45.
And I have here the Darby version. I just read it first. My heart is welling forth with a good matter.
Mero hriday ma ek asal kura le bhariera pokhincha.
I trust that for everyone here, that is the same experience.
Malai lagcha ki tapai haru jati yaha hununcha, tapai le pani yo kura bhanna saknuhuncha.
That our hearts have been overflowing, as it were, with a good matter, regarding a good matter.
अनि हाम्रो सबैको हृदयमा एउटा असल कुराले बास गरेको हुनुपर्छ.
You may ask, what is that good matter?
तपाईले प्रश्न लाग्छ होला, सोध्न मन लाग्छ होला, त्यो राम्रो कुरा, असल कुरा चाहिँ के हो त?
I trust that good matter for each one of us is the truth.
अनि यो असल कुरा चाहिँ तपाईँ हाम्रो लागि चाहिँ सत्यता हो, साँचो कुरा हो.
Our brother has shared with us some wonderful, encouraging truths in Psalm 23.
हाम्रो दाजुले हामीलाई भजन संग्रह 23 बाट एकदमै राम्रो सन्देश सुनाउनु भयो.
He reminded us to enjoy, in order to enjoy these wonderful experiences, we need to know the Lord as our personal shepherd.
अनि यो सत्यतालाई जान्नका लागि र हामीले उपभोग गर्नुपर्छ भने हामीले प्रभुलाई हाम्रो व्यक्तिगत मुक्तिदाताको रूपमा चिन्न पर्छ.
Again, I trust, as our brother also challenged each one of us, I trust that you all know the Good Shepherd personally.
अनि अघि हाम्रो दाजुले तपाईँलाई सोधे जस्तै तपाईँले पनि आफ्नो असल गोठालो चिन्नु भएको छ होला.
Going back to this good matter.
अनि यो असल कुराको विषयमा फेरि भन्नु पर्दा,
the truth.
सत्यताको कुरा बताउनु पर्दा,
walking in the truth.
र सत्यतामा हिँड्ने विषयमा बताउनु पर्दा,
like to look at just one verse. We all know quite well, I believe.
हामीलाई थाहा भएको एउटा पद पढ्न चाहन्छु.
It is in the book of Amos.
र यो चाहिँ आमोसको पुस्तकमा पाइन्छ.
Chapter 3 and verse 3. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed?
अनि यहाँ भनिएको छ कि
Amos chapter 3 verse 3.
तिनको तिनमा दुई जनाको आपसमा सहमति नभए सम्म ती के दुई सँगसँगै हिँड्छन् र.
Throughout this day, as we've been considering the truth,
आजको दिनभरि हामीले सत्यताको विषयमा सुन्यौं.
Walking in the truth, the indwelling of the truth, a faithful service for the truth.
अनि सत्यतामा हिँड्ने, सत्यताले बास गर्ने र सत्यतामा जीवन बिताउने विषयमा पढ्यौं.
This verse came to my heart.
यो पद मलाई सम्झनामा आयो.
Can two walk together except they be agreed?
र सहमति नभएसम्म दुईजना एकसाथ हिँड्न सक्छन् र.
I trust that we all agree that the truth, the Lord Jesus, that is the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
अनि मलाई लाग्छ कि तपाईँले यो कुरा जान्नुभएको छ कि प्रभु येशु ख्रीष्ट चाहिँ बाटो, सत्य र जीवन हुनुहुन्छ.
If we want to walk with him, we must agree with him.
यदि हामी उहाँसँग हिँड्न पर्छ भने हामी उहाँसँग मिल्न पनि पर्छ.
We can't tell the Lord, you agree with me because this is what I need, this is what I want to do.
र तपाईले मेरो कुरा मान्नु पर्छ भनेर हामीले प्रभुलाई भन्न मिल्दैन.
We must agree to His word, to His will, to His way.
हामीले उहाँको वचन, उहाँको इच्छा र उहाँको बाटोलाई मान्नुपर्छ।
Why?
किन त्यसो गर्नु त?
Because His word says so.
किनभने उहाँको वचनले नै हामीलाई त्यो कुरा भन्छ।
It is impossible to walk with Him if we are not in agreement with Him and His word.
र उहाँको वचनलाई हामी मान्दैनौ भनेदेखि हामी प्रभुको साथमा हिँड्छौं भनेर भन्न मिल्दैन।
We cannot cherry pick. I don't know if you can translate that into Nepali. We cannot pick and choose what we like from the truth. It is all or nothing. We need to be in agreement with everything in His Word. I believe Brother Mark may have mentioned earlier, rightly so, for each one of us, there are times in our life, perhaps every day, where we have times for everything that we think we need to do. Vacation, play time, sport time, whatever it may be. In the Gospel of Matthew, we're encouraged to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things will be added unto you. The food we need, the clothing we need, everything, God will supply our needs. We discover this when we walk with Him and when we talk with Him. But we obviously need to be walking in the truth to know what to do. And just a word of warning for each one of us. There are many denominations out there. And no doubt there are many believers amongst those denominations. There are also many other religions out there. There are many things that would take our attention away from the truth. And I'm not going to tell you what you can and can't do. But we must be aware when we go amongst those other denominations or groups or people or friends, we are exposing ourselves to the dangers and things which are contrary to the truth. We did read a portion earlier about warning us of those that we may welcome into our home. Indeed, we are warned not to welcome them into our home. If when we go to these other denominations or groups, we may see they have a pastor. They may have their diatrophies. Is that according to the truth we've been learning today? Why would we want to go to something that is against God's word? Those who seek preeminence, there may be churches with pastors and wonderful preachers in these various denominations. Do you believe that God would bless such places that are against His will? I just mention this in light of the verse that we just read in Amos. In But to end on an encouraging note, I trust. The thought here should not be that we should agree with one another.
अनि यो चाहिँ हामी एकआपसमा हामी मिल्नु पर्छ अथवा सहमति हुनु पर्छ मात्रै होइन.
Such that the strongest one may be the one with the most followers.
धेरै बुझ्ने मान्छे चाहिँ धेरै चुक्न पनि सक्छ.
But if we agree on that which is in Scripture, we should walk together.
वचनमा लेखेको कुरामा हामी सहमति भयौँ भनेदेखि चाहिँ राम्रो हुन्छ.
May we each have that desire to walk in the truth. And as we each walk in the truth, we will enjoy that fellowship one with another. And if we are following the truth, there should not be any room for disagreement. And we can enjoy a happy fellowship one with another. Which is what we will ultimately enjoy when we're in the glory above. But what a joy it is and a privilege for us even now, in the presence of our enemies, as it were, to enjoy this fellowship one with another until He comes. May it be so for His name's sake.